We have a crisis that needs to be averted right now. There's a red enclave parked out back that's blocking the food truck from getting in. So if you have that red enclave, we need you to go out there and move it so that we can get the food into the building. So I appreciate that. Nobody's going to admit to it. So it is something that needs to be done. So let's do that. I want to thank you all for being here today, especially our visitors for being here today. I want to mention something, a couple of things actually. First thing I want to mention is that the Martins back here in the back, who have been attending here for what, 16 years? They finally decided to place their membership. So they are officially members of this congregation right now. Let's give them a hand. Yeah. I want you to know I was the interim preacher over at Valley View Church of Christ for 8 years. I was the interim for 8 years. And I'm not sure that I ever became the preacher, but I was always the interim. And so we're glad to officially say that y'all are members of this congregation and under the eldership of this congregation. I want you to know that I am very proud to be under the eldership of this congregation. Because this congregation, the elders, the leaders, do everything in their power to serve God in every way that they can. And it's a thankless job, kind of like being a high school principal. It was a thankless job. And a lot of times people give our elders a hard time. But I want you to know, as being one who has been around them and known them for the last year and a half or so, I want you to know that these are fine men. And they are worthy of our thankfulness to them. Okay? God is worthy of our praise. God is worthy of our worship. Folks, I came up with this lesson today, actually Sunday night last week, because we're covering the book of Revelation, and one of the things in the book of Revelation is this, that the seals were opened, the trumpets sounded, the bowls were poured out. And before all those things took place, there was a great host of worshipers who worship God. And so I started out last Sunday night by asking the question, how important is our worship? How important is our worship to God? Folks, it is incredibly important that we worship God. And we realize, that through His Son, He has provided for us a way to salvation. He has provided us a way to heaven. He has provided for us a home with Him so that we could be with Him for an eternity. I want you to know that this congregation is planting seeds. We are doing what God wants us to do here. Because, and I want you to know this, we had two baptisms this last week. And the reason why we had those two baptisms is because of one that we had earlier, Sabrina. You don't realize you planted the seed. You are bearing fruit, and you didn't even know it. Folks, there are so many things in our lifetime that we bear fruit and we don't even know it. How we act towards one another. How we act in the community. How we act to people that we don't even know or don't even, not even around, never met before in our lives. Folks, we are planting seed. Yesterday, I preached a funeral of a man that I never knew. Never knew. And I want you to know, to me, that's one of the hardest types of funerals that I can preach. Because the fact that I don't know the individual makes it difficult for me to talk about the individual. But there are a few things about that individual that I did know. I did know back in 2018, he was baptized right here in this congregation. I did know that because of that, he had hope of eternal salvation. And I did know that because of the promise that was given to us through Jesus Christ, God's Son, that he has hope of salvation. And because he has hope of salvation, I was able to give that family hope that that individual is with Jesus Christ right now in paradise, in the king's garden. I know that because that's what we are promised. We know that God has given all for us, including his only son, so that we could be with him in eternity. You've got to realize that he had to do that in order for us, you and I, to even have that hope, to even have that opportunity to be with him in eternity, because without Jesus paying our debt for sin, then we are dead in our sins. We cannot have eternal life. But because he did, and because we have put him on in baptism, we have the blood of Christ cleansing us continually so that we know that we have a place with him in heaven. Is that not worthy of our praise? Is that not worthy of our worship? I want you to know that God has provided for you. The song that we sang, and Dick brought it out, and Randy led it. Realize, he gave everything for us. What are we giving back to him? Where are we? What are we doing? And so today, I want you to know that we come together not to come to church. Isn't that right, Bob? We come together to do what? Let's say it all together. We come together to do what?
Worship.
Folks, we are worshiping God. That's why we are here. He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our praise. And folks, he is worthy of our obedience. God is worthy. Now, I want to spend a little time this morning in talking to you about what worship is. And I've got three main points, but I added two more. Okay? So I have 5 points that I'm going to bring up. And the first point that I'm going to bring up is this: what worship is not. It is not entertainment. I can go to a concert. Y'all ever heard of Toby Mac? Does Some of you maybe. I kind of like Toby Mac. His messages are really good. I like his singing. I like his songs. I like his concerts. I've been to a couple of three or four or five, or I don't know how many we've been to, because my son liked Toby Mac growing up, and we went to Toby Mac concerts and all this stuff, and we had a great time at those concerts. And after it was over, we said, man, that was a great concert. But you know what it wasn't? It wasn't worship. We were entertained. I use the example of going to a football game, and you get up there in the bleachers and you cheer and you holler and you scream for your team to score and to win. And sometimes it's hard because Arkansas was terrible this year, and it was hard for me to cheer on the Razorbacks, but I did every time until about 3 minutes into the game, and then I had to change the channel. Yeah. And then if your team wins, you said, man, we played a great game. Did you play the game? No. Did you win? No. What did you do? I cheered. Okay. You didn't run the plays. You didn't coach the team. You didn't officiate the game. You didn't participate in the game. And so I'm going to tell you right now, without any doubt in your mind, and something that you should hold on to strong. Worship requires your participation. If you don't participate, then you're not worshiping. And I can go to a concert and I can sit back and say, man, that was a great concert. But I didn't worship. And there are congregations that we could go to right now today. And we can sit back and we can listen to the band play and we can listen to the choir sing and we can listen to a message from a preacher and we can leave there and say, man, that was a great worship. No, it wasn't. You know why? Because you didn't participate. God requires all of us to participate. God demands that all of us take part. And if I'm sitting back and I'm being entertained and I don't take part in the worship, then you didn't worship. Do you realize that? That is important for us to know. God requires you to worship. And I also want you to know something else about this. Some of you do a great job of coming here on Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, and Wednesday nights and worshiping while you're here. Do you worship any other time in your life? It should be. It should be every minute of every day. The terminology, pray without what? Praying without ceasing also goes with worship without ceasing. Because in your prayers, you should be worshiping God. You should see a sunrise and worship God. You should see the sun set and worship God. And this morning, you got to see the sun rise an hour earlier, didn't you? Or an hour later, excuse me. I was wiping the sleep out of my eyes an hour earlier. But yes, folks, you should be worshiping God all the time. And if you're not worshiping God all the time, you're missing out. Because think for 1 minute what God has done for you. Worship God. It is not entertainment. It is not for you to sit back and watch. It is for you to take full participation in. Worship God. Worship Him. every day. Secondly, I want you to see this. All are participants. And this verse in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 is very important for you to see. Because look at all the ways that we come together to worship, to teach, to admonish, to sing songs, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. How did you sing this morning? Randy did a great job leading singing this morning. Thank you for that. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being one of our brothers and sisters that meets here in this congregation where we can use you in your talents. How did you sing? Did you sit back and listen to Randy? Or did you participate? Did you lift up your voice in song? I've had so many people say, oh, you don't want to hear me sing. Y'all are laughing because y'all are probably some of the ones that have told me that. Rendell. Yeah. Rendell has told me that numerous times, that we do not want to hear him sing. We told him, said, we're going to get you up and have you lead singing. He said, you don't want that. Folks, I want you to know. I want you to know that if you can't carry a note in a bucket, it is beautiful in the ears of God. We don't remember very often, except for when we're reminded that Jesus said, when two or three are gathered together, He is with them. We have over 200 here today. Do you think Jesus is with us today? Do you think for 1 second that Jesus doesn't want to hear you sing? Do you think for 1 second that Jesus doesn't want you to remember His great sacrifice? Do you think for 1 second that Jesus doesn't want you to praise God? Folks, that doesn't exist. Jesus is here with us today. If you had thought about that before you started singing these songs, would you have sung differently? Would you have been more enthusiastic? Would you have considered Him more? Folks, I want you to know that there will be a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, because we will realize we are not worthy to be in the presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we are not worthy to be in the presence of God. You know why we are not worthy? Because we have sinned. But you know who made us worthy? God, through His love and Jesus Christ, His Son, made us worthy to where we can stand before God and we can praise His name. Praise with all thankfulness. All thankfulness. The three things that I want you to take from this lesson today are three things in how we should worship. Number one is to focus our attention on God. Who did we come here to worship? We came here to worship God. We came here to worship God the Father. We are thankful for Him. We are thankful for what He has done for us. We sing praises to Him. We lift up our voice in prayer to Him. God the Father is worthy of our praise. And so as we come together as a congregation, as we come together as a church, we come together to worship God the Father. Our focus always should be on God, not on what we're having for lunch. I've told the story before. I don't know if I've told y'all or not. If I have, that's okay. I'll tell it again. I've told the story before about this individual, great individual that went to church with us there at Mount Ida Church of Christ when I was preaching there, and I was going a little long, and I told him, I said, don't worry, the buffet lines will still be open. And then he said, yeah, but all the white meat will be gone. Folks, the white meat's going to still be here. Hey, don't worry about that. God's going to take care of you. Let's give some time to take care of God. Let's give some time to praise His name, to lift up our voice in song, in prayer, in praise, in worship. That's why we are here, to focus on God. Number one, keep your worship focused on God. Number two, realize that our worship is directed by God. Now, this is very important. 100% of us are commanded to sing. Did you know that? If you didn't know that, you know it now. 100% of us are commanded to sing. 100% of us are not commanded to preach. 100% of us are not commanded to teach. 100% of us are not commanded to lead prayer or to do other things. But realize that in our worship service, 100% are commanded to sing. That's why I can't go to a concert and listen to someone else sing and say, man, that was a great worship service. Because it wasn't. Because I didn't participate. Oh, I might have sung along. You know, my favorite singer growing up was John Denver. Y'all know John Denver? Yeah. Rocky Mountain High. You don't know John Denver? You don't like John Denver. Don't like John Denver. That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to like John Denver. But I used to sing all of his songs. I had albums that I'd sing his songs. And I had one album that I knew every word of every song in the album. And I'd have to play it by myself, because I would sing it, the whole thing. But folks, I want you to know, worship is through you. It is your heart. It is directed by God. We are called to pray to God in our worship services. We are called to sing praises to Him. We are called to hear teaching from God's Word. And folks, we are called to remember the great sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. And folks, if we're not doing those things, we are not worshiping the way that God directed us to worship. Remember what happened to the individuals that used the wrong wood for the fire for the sacrifice. What happened to them? They were burned up by the fire. Why? Because they did not worship the way that God told them to worship. Folks, for our worship to be acceptable to God, we too must worship that way. The way that is acceptable to God. That's why we have the Lord's Supper every Sunday morning. We don't do it once a month. We don't do it once a quarter. We do it every Sunday. Why? Because they did it every Sunday. Acts chapter 20, verse 7 says that they came together on the first day of the week to break bread, to remember the great sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. And as often as we do this, we remember Him. We are required to remember. In vain, others worship because they worship by the doctrines of men, not by the command of God. So secondly, we must worship in the way that it is directed by God to do so. And third, I want you to realize this. Worship is something that God's people want to do. Folks, I'm at the time in my life that if I miss a worship service, I miss it. I want to be there. And even though when I'm on a trip or something like that, I may go to another congregation and I may spend some time at that other congregation, and that is good and that is something you should do, but I miss y'all. I miss coming here together because I know that you are here to worship. I know that we are here together for that purpose. And you are my family. My family stretches all over the world. And it's good to go visit, but it's also good to be home. Come together to worship God. It is a desire that should be in every Christian. The desire to worship God. I want to read to you Psalms 96, verses 1 through 6. It says this: Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Tell of His glory among the nations, His wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Praise God. Folks, God is worthy of our praise. God is worthy of our worship. God is worthy of our obedience. And I know that there are people here in this congregation who have still not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are people here in this congregation that still have not yet been baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit for the remission of sin. Folks, if you have not been born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is a requirement. Do you not think that God is not worthy of your obedience for that? Do you not think that Jesus came to this earth and died for nothing? He died for you, so you could be with Him in eternity. Amen. Folks, He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our obedience. Worship Him every day. Follow His word every day. And if you have not yet taken advantage of the great gift that God has given you, and have not yet been baptized into the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, we want you to do that now. Why do you wait? Why do you tarry? Put on Jesus Christ in baptism, calling upon the name of the Lord. It is time that you realize what God has done for you. If you have a need this morning, come while together we stand and sing.